Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for you to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and listen to the messages from Jesus and other divine beings today on Morning with Jesus. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves for all of the people who are new and don't know who we are yet. So, DC, please tell everyone about you.
Okay, Barbara, good morning. I'm just going to tell them a little bit. It's early. I don't want to scare them. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel most of the time, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being a Blog Talk host. I am certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about our connection is that Joan left this door open, and others have walked through it. And I've had access to ironic and fascinating energy, as well as divine source. And it has given me the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. But prior to these life-changing experiences, which I can't even, you know, my work that I'm doing now, I can't even imagine not doing, my background was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, and greetings from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love in everything that I do. And any sessions I have are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. I am also a conscious channel, a speaker, and an author. And this is what I do because this is who I am. So we welcome you to the show. And if you want to learn more about either DC Love or myself, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. And if you'll scroll to the bottom of that page, you'll find pictures and learn more buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's another way that you can connect with her. And you'll already be on my website, so feel free to look around, read the information that's there. It's all there for you because you are looking for answers. And that's one of the places you can find them. So let's start and hear what our messages are today. So DC, what do you have for us?
You're so brave, Barbara. Well, this weekend for myself was all about family. I spent the weekend with, so our niece came over to be with us, and we went to one of her favorite restaurants. And where we were seated, I sat down to look at the menu, and I looked up directly across the room, and Barbara, I saw Einstein sticking his tongue out at me. And I'm like, seriously, not again. You know, this is my weekend with family. This is family time. So what I got was, okay, just, you know, you've channeled a message before from me. Just please read it. And make sure it's the first message you read with Mornings with Jesus. He's not too pushy, right?
Not at all.
When I first connected with Einstein, I heard in my head E equals MC2 squared, I believe, I don't know. But I'm thinking that has something to do with Einstein. I think it's his theory of relativity. So then my husband was driving, and we were going up the highway, and then I saw this big, massive billboard with Einstein, and of course, the tongue was sticking out, and I started to laugh, and I noticed how wild his hair looked. And I was saying, okay, you've got my attention, I'm listening. So I started to, like, doodle, you know, little scribbles here and there before I got home, and I heard, everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it's going to live its whole life believing it's stupid. So I wrote that down, and then I channeled the rest when I got home. We cannot solve problems with the same thinking that we use to create them. And he, you know, he continued, he was a genius, though, that he was a genius, and he did things very simply as he could. And he said, if you can't explain, you know, something to a six-year-old, then you don't understand it yourself. When doing something, find the simplest way to accomplish the task. For every problem we face, look for the simple solution. And he went on, I never, you know, made one of my discoveries through the process of rational thinking. And he said, you know, imagination is the highest form of research. And it's really more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited, but imagination encircles the world. Logic is going to get you from, you know, A to Z, but imagination will get you everywhere. And he believed in inspiration as well as intuition. And he said there were times that he was right and he couldn't even explain why. But he did use his imagination. And he said when we think outside the box and we use our imagination, there's no limit to how far we can go. Imagination inspires creativity. It helps our dreams to become reality. He said imagination is everything. It is a preview of life's coming attractions. And then he went on and he spoke a little bit about music. And then he wanted to change the subject. And he was talking about, you know, his personal beliefs. And he just wanted to touch on religion and God a little bit. And he said, my parents were not religious. He was religious, but it ended before he became a teenager. But he said, I did believe that we were all part of something, you know, larger. There's a bigger picture. And we're all part of the universe. And he said, you know, he wasn't an atheist. And he didn't believe that there was a God that was concerned, you know, in what we did as human beings. He did believe that each of us had a soul and a body, and he didn't believe that they were separate. And he didn't believe in praying, but he said he did have faith. He had his own beliefs, and he thought that the divine, you know, does reveal itself in the physical world. And he believed everything could be more explained in a logical way. And he said as man evolved spiritually, the more he, you know, the more he would seek rational knowledge. Einstein thought that science without religion was lame, and religion without science was blind. And he said that all scientists, you know, would have to have divine faith. And he felt that we had to understand the concept of God through the eyes of a child and to really realize, you know, there's mystery all around us. And he said that, you know, we're all here just for like a short amount of time, but each of us does have a divine purpose. And he said for him specifically, one lifetime was enough. And also saying only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. But he wanted to leave us on a funnier note, saying the difference between stupidity and genius is that genius has its limits. And the hardest thing in the world to understand is income tax. Live in the moment, not being afraid to make mistakes. And most importantly, he wanted us to remember how important it is to speak to everyone in the same manner. Whether it is a garbage man or the president of a university, treat everyone with respect. And he said, imagine how the world would be if everyone on the planet develop this attitude. And that, Barbara, was my message from Albert Einstein.
Wonderful.
But I do have a few other messages. It was a beautiful message. Okay. Blessings, beloved ones. You have consciously chosen to be here at this time. Each of you can make a difference in the world. It is now time to look at life with a new and bright outlook. You create your reality. Allow your divine team to help raise your vibration and empower you. When you focus on your goals, you will notice other issues resolving themselves. You are supported by the universe, and it always serves your highest good. You are part of a powerful, unlimited source of energy. Turn on your light and shine brightly. Your celestial guides are gently nudging you to meditate and reflect on your soul's purpose. Hold visions of the future as the angels are assisting you. Be patient and work towards your greatest dreams. Infinite abundance is always available. Trust that your needs will be met. The more you love and approve of yourself, the better your life becomes. Some situations or circumstances in your life may be coming to an end, as they will make room for new opportunities. Do not fear these endings, as they will lead to ventures and blessings. Let go of that which no longer serves you. You are aligning with your soul's purpose. Use your passion as a way of serving others and carrying out your light-working mission. And release all outdated negative thoughts and beliefs, as they no longer serve you. Follow your dreams with determination. Take time for yourself to relax and to rejuvenate. Connect with loved ones and bring more balance and harmony into your relationships. This will help to resolve issues and maintain peace. Allow your future visions to come true. You have the power to bring great things to your life, and don't live in the past, because nostalgia has its place, but it is now time to focus on the present. You are a visionary. Everything is happening in divine right order, and you have the ability to make the world a better place. Continue moving forward on your path. You will find fulfillment and a continued supply of abundance. Trust that the universal energies are working with you and helping you to be a positive light, and that everything is working out in your favor as you live your truth. We will be with you every step of the way. We love you, your divine team. And I have one more message. Beloved children, just for a moment, appreciate all that you have. Show gratitude for all the good that is in your life. Show gratitude as the sun rises and as it sets. Have faith in God and that which you can't see. Without faith, there is no hope. There is no promise of a future. Live your life with purpose and passion. You are here for a specific purpose. Each of you are unique beings and so needed. Share your passion and inspire others. Stay true to who you are. If you love what you do, you will never feel like your work is a job. Life is meant to be happy. Connect with your joy. Go within and connect. Everything you're searching is already there. Simplify your life. Eliminate unnecessary stress. Find peace within you and let go of expectations. Love without condition or fear. And embrace change, because change is the one thing you can count upon. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. Don't allow fear to stop you from growing. And trust in that small voice within. Listen to your heart and let your soul lead the way. Walk by faith, not by sight. God has a perfect plan for you. Don't be afraid to take the first step. You may not know where it leads, but you are already there. Just walk through the door. Listen to your wisdom today. Connect with your inner truth. Start by connecting the dots. They will lead you to blessings. Your life is overflowing with dots. God has placed them throughout your life. You just have to look carefully and you will see them. Walk the path of awareness. It is a path of truth. You will discover oneness. There is strength in unity. Be in harmony with everyone and everything. Remember now who you are. Live in the moment each and every day. And welcome each experience and rest in God's embrace. You are all part of God. Man and God are one. Honor your divine connection. Spend some time today and every day with God. Make it a habit you can't break. It's time well spent and will help to put things in the proper perspective. Even if it's only a few minutes, take some time and spend it with God. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Well, thank you, DC. Those were wonderful. Okay, and so now I'm going to check and see if Jesus is ready to flow through me. And he says, yes, okay. So here we go. My beloved ones, there is so much about life that you tend to complicate. We love the message from our wonderful Albert. He is right. Keep it simple. This need to complicate things really just makes your lives confusing. Take it down to the simpler level, because that's where it all starts. At the simplest level, you are one with the Creator. That's a basic truth, and it's a basic truth that many people do not accept. You have so many teachings that teach you that you are separate, that you have to prove that you're good enough, that you have to jump over all of these hurdles and through all of these hoops before God will look at you and say, okay, okay, I accept you. This isn't true. You are one with the Creator. There is no separation. There never has been, and there never will be. And that is the simplest truth of your existence. So how would your life change if you accepted this truth? How would things be different for you? Well, first of all, you would be able to let go of any need to suffer or struggle, because you are one with the Creator. God's love is within you. You don't have to prove it. It's already there. Which means that you can have anything that you desire. Anything. God does not put limits on you. So you can have anything. And when you are coming from that beautiful, unconditional love of that oneness, the things that you desire change. Because it doesn't, it's not about things. It's about being. Yes, you can have things. You can have all the things that you want. But the things are not the most important thing in your life. It is who you are being. It is the energy of you. The feelings. And in a way, it is letting go of everything, because you don't need any of it, because you are already one with the Creator. It takes you to a place of peace, of acceptance, of understanding, a place where you can be an observer of life. You're still participating, but it's not the participation that's the most important part. It becomes important for you to be. And as we are telling you these things, you may feel the energy deepening and shifting. It is there for you if you will desire it. And if you don't desire it, you don't have to feel it. We don't force anything on you, ever. Everything that happens in your life is there by choice, your choice. So if you are willing to allow this deeper understanding of you, the simplicity of you, and that is happening now as I'm speaking. And if you are not ready to allow it, you are not receiving it, because it is your choice. But when you come from that knowing that you are one with the Creator, that there is no separation, there is nothing you have to do, nothing you have to prove, you're already there. Takes all the pressure off of you. And we understand that for some of you, this feels not good, because you think you have to have that pressure. You have to have that pressure in order to achieve anything in life. Some of you believe that you have to suffer greatly. You have to struggle so hard just to learn anything. And that's not true. But if you believe it is, it's true for you. What is true for you is not true for everyone. What is true for everyone is that you are one with the Creator. That is absolute truth. That never changes, and it never will. So many of the things that you've decided to believe in your life are only true for you. And that's fine. That's how you get to experience life. That's how you get to have the fun and adventures that you're looking for. But that's also how you find all of the struggle and disappointment and sadness and frustration. Recognize the power you give to your beliefs, because you are already one with the Creator. And you don't have to do anything. Always a choice. You are here to experience all of these choices, and you can enjoy them, and you can suffer through them, and you can make them filled with light and love and happiness, and you can make them filled with darkness and suffering and agony. It's your choice, because you are already one with the Creator. And for so many people, that is their goal in life, to reach that state of oneness with the Creator. But you never left that state of oneness with the Creator. So you are already there. Let all of this soak in. Allow yourself to feel it, to truly feel that oneness, that deep love within you. And as we've already stated, you can choose anything you want in life. You don't have to choose to stay in that deep state of oneness. This is your life. You are here because this is where you chose to be. But keep it simple and allow yourself to really feel you. Just go within. And this doesn't take years and years of meditation and education and all of those things that you go through because you believe you have to in order to reach the goal. Goal you are seeking to reach, you've already started out in, and you will stay in throughout your existence. Keep it simple. Do what works for you. Keep it simple. And so often keeping it simple just means letting go. Letting go of those beliefs that say that it's not simple. Letting go of those beliefs that say you're not enough. Letting go of those beliefs that say you have to struggle. How would your life be if you let go of all of the complications and were just in the energy of unconditional love? Keep it simple. That's all you need to do. Just keep it simple. Okay.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. So so now we have come to the part of the show where people can ask us questions.
Yay!
And so if you have any questions in the chat room and you've logged in, then just go ahead and type them. If you are on the line, you need to press the number 1 to put the symbol on my studio dashboard so I will know that you have a question. Otherwise, we will just leave you alone. Keeping it simple is, it's one of those things that we really don't know how to do.
Definitely. Takes practice, Barbara.
It also takes a willingness to have an open mind. You know, they say that Einstein was this genius, and he says just to keep it simple. And really, that is what a genius does, because they see things the rest of us can't see, because they're keeping it simple. They're not getting confused by all of the clutter that we have in our lives and in our minds. They're just keeping it simple, sticking with the basics kind of thing.
Definitely.
And when we look at the different corporations, actually, is what I'm seeing, and the ones that are most successful actually keep things simple.
Yes.
I mean, you look at a company like McDonald's, and I personally don't go to McDonald's anymore, but they are simple. They have a simple menu, and their messages are simple, and it's all very simple, and it connects with people in a very simple way. They don't have to think a lot to think about McDonald's.
Yeah. Definitely.
So let that be the way that you live your life. Keep it simple. You don't have to, you know, invent the most complicated thing in the world in order to be a success. It's when you are in that simplicity, that knowing, that you can actually make huge changes in the world.
Definitely. And that's what I tell people, like when I connect, they have so much going on. And I said, oh, my goodness, you're making it so hard. It doesn't have to be like that. And I always express,
yes,
like the simplicity of everything. Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah. And it really does make a huge difference. It's like the prayers that I write now, and I was writing one yesterday, and it was about letting go of the need to have great struggle in your life, because some people live that way. They believe that they have to struggle, and that it has to be great struggle. It has to be huge struggle in order for them to learn, in order for them to change, to evolve, to grow. But when you let go of that belief that you have to struggle, you get back to the simplicity and the acceptance of who you are and your life and whatever it is you're learning. You really get out of your own way. And that's what we have so much fun doing, is getting out of our own way, because we are really good at screwing up our lives.
Barbara, speaking of keeping it simple, one of the things that I started out doing on my journey was listening to your show. And I didn't have any classes or courses, but I connected with you, and it was very simple, because everything that you said just rang true to me, and it helped me on my path.
Well, good. And I do tend to keep those shows simple, because I can't figure out any reason to complicate them.
Yes. Well, people will ask, like, when I have clients and, you know, I'm helping them with, you know, life decisions and different things, and I'm saying, you know, keep it simple. You're making it so hard. And they, you know, they said to me, well, how did you start out? I said, it's going to make you laugh if I tell you how I started out. I mean, I started out, my niece that was over during the week, and she and I, we were watching episodes of the Long Island Medium, and I just started to laugh, and I'm thinking, that brings people such joy. I'd like to do something like that. And that put the ball in motion. I put the intention out to the universe. And the next thing I knew was I was on this path. And one of the first people I connected was, of course, the amazing Barbara Grace.
And I am thrilled that you did, because you have definitely shown me things that I wasn't seeing.
I'm sure.
Changed my life in a lot of different ways, and I appreciate that, and it's been good, despite what you might say. Okay, we have a question from the chat room. So, here it is. It is difficult sometimes to detach from external circumstances. So what we believe or perceive to be true oftentimes comes from external sources or circumstances. How do we stay above, or is it at all necessary to stay above? It's not about staying above. That means that you have to put forth effort and climb, and that's what comes up when you say staying above. Okay, I know I've probably told you this simple little prayer thousands of times, but I'm going to tell it to you again because it is one of the ways that you can detach from the energies that are not yours. You don't have to live other people's energies. And so many people do actually live other people's energies. So much of the voices in our minds that our egos or whatever name you want to give it actually comes from other people and their energy and their beliefs and the fact that we've allowed those things to become attached to us. So here is the simple prayer for releasing yourself from those attachments. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. Thank you. And that's all you need to say. And when I say it, I see these energies growing like a balloon, like they're being blown up in a balloon. And this balloon is, you know, extending out and out, and it's bigger than the world, bigger than our solar system, bigger than the universe, so that these energies are just breaking apart, drifting away. And they're no longer attached to me. They're no longer necessary or even accepted in my life. So I find that saying that simple prayer, Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. Thank you. That just saying that simple prayer makes a huge difference. And I'm being allowed to experience it on an even deeper level because now I have this tooth thing going on. And I've decided that I really don't need for my tooth to hurt. And so this started Sunday, I think it was. And I started saying the prayer, and I changed it to decompress and expand all of the energies in my mouth and in my teeth. And when I do that, the pain goes away. And I'm, you know, I'm allowing my tooth to heal, which also goes contrary to things that I've been taught because, you know, we were always taught that your teeth cannot heal. Your teeth do not heal. That's why you go to the dentist. That's why they drill those holes and fill them with this other stuff, because your teeth do not heal. You cannot heal your teeth. That is one of those hard and fast beliefs that I was taught, and now I've let that go. And I actually believe that my teeth do heal, and there's absolutely no reason why they can't. So I'm going back to the simplicity I have the ability to heal, and I am allowing myself to do so, and that includes my teeth. So sometimes what you're experiencing is just about letting go, and that's all you need to do. It's just let go. Let it expand and decompress. Let whatever it is get bigger than the universe. And that way it's not all concentrated in you. So I hope that that makes sense. And if it doesn't, please ask whatever it is you need to ask. And again, if you're in the queue and you have a question, don't forget to press 1 so that it raises your hand and we can call on you. So, DC, did you have anything to say about the question? I should read the question again. It says, it is difficult sometimes to detach from external circumstances. So what we believe or perceive to be true oftentimes comes from external circumstances or situations or sources. How do we stay above it? Or is it at all necessary to stay above? DC, what are you getting about that?
Okay, we have Archangel, I think it's Aniel, coming forward. And the message is the good or the bad in the circumstance is perceived by the person. Okay, so we're perceiving a circumstance as good or bad. And we're asked to just embrace and be at peace with everything in our life. And, you know, we have to love and accept everything in every moment. And when we completely, you know, accept, you know, every moment, every situation, every experience, we know that there's something there in each one of these to help us grow. So we, you know, we have to lovingly embrace each moment and, you know, welcome them, whether it's, you know, perceived as good or bad. And it's going to help us, you know, through our journey of life. And I'm getting, you know, Archangel, like you said, Aniel, is the one that came in with that message. And, you know, there is no greater or less than you is, you know, the last message. So just embrace everything and be at peace with everything in your life. And that's what I have, Barbara.
Great. You know, it really does help if we take ourselves out of the energy of needing to fix things. That's one of the things that I've had to let go in my life, the whole belief that I needed to fix things or fix other people, which implies that they are not already perfect and everybody is already perfect. You know, you're experiencing whatever you're experiencing, but that doesn't make you less of a person. So when you accept your perfection and the perfection of whatever is going on in your life, because it's happening so that you can learn something. Everything has a purpose, and that doesn't mean that it's bad. So when you let go of that good and bad and start accepting that there's nothing to fix and just see what's there for you, it puts you in a different energy, and it allows you to let go. So let go. Okay, we have a caller with their hand up from area code 570. Hi, who's this?
It's Deb Webb. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Yeah?
I thought it was you.
Well, first I was listening on just the computer, and then it was funny because I just kept sitting here trying to figure out things. And this song kept coming into my head, the Wilson Phillips one, Hold On for One More Day, and Why Do You Lock Yourself Up in These Chains? And the last part of it is, Don't You Think It's Worth Your Time to Change Your Mind? And I was just like, holy cow. Yeah, so little by little, it's like every day I get this little light bulb over my head, and to stay focused long enough. So that's where I'm at.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. So,
yeah.
Did you have a question? You wanted an answer from Jesus?
Am I still going in the right direction? And I guess for the letting go part, because I know you guys already know a couple of things, but the letting go and the control that I do is myself, that I keep locking myself up. So, and I guess the question would be, like, what part am I, do I have to let go? I feel like there's like a billion things when I think about letting go. And I think I give them all up, but am I missing something?
My gosh. You know what? I sometimes get like songs as messages. I don't know the words, but the song Hold On to What You've Got, I don't know, you know, what are the words to that song?
Okay.
You know the song Hold On, You've Got.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I'd have to Google
hold
it and stuff.
Hold on for one more day. I know that there is pain. You know, and it's been around for a long time. I know if you heard it.
Yeah, it's an older song, but that's what that immediately came into my head. So maybe as you go through the lyrics, that'll bring something. But what I'm getting is a message about your destiny. And there's a quote from William Shakespeare: "It is not in the stars to hold our destiny, but it is in ourselves." So you basically have the will to create your own outcome for what you're, you know, wanting in this lifetime. At this moment in your life, you are awakening and you are realizing that you can create your own desired future. And you've grown so much since I've known you, and you're no longer letting others, you know, guide you. You know what you want. You're not that puppet on a string anymore, okay? Because that was just an illusion, Deb, okay?
Okay.
And just know that everything happens in your life, you know, at the right time, and you're not a victim anymore. There's no, you know, course that was set in stone. You have the willpower, and you have, you know, to change your future. You're the creator of your destiny. And just, you know, hold on to the reins and just, you know, like, keep going. Connect with your soul, with your thoughts and your ideas, and reclaim your power. Okay, you have the ability to live the life of your dreams, and you are consciously creating your life with each spark that each, you know, thought that you have. There's like a little spark that ignites. Okay, so just pay close attention to your thoughts. Okay, because each one is sort of like and it connects with the future. And you've got to really learn to, like, you know, master your thoughts, master your mind, and do that with positive affirmations. You know, and when you say a positive affirmation, not only say that affirmation, but feel it, let it vibrate, you know, within you, like say it and like feel what you're saying, okay?
Yeah.
And just release the fear that you have, because that fear is keeping you where you are, okay? Just know that everything is happening, you know, for a reason, and whatever it is, it's for your spiritual growth, okay? So learn again to just love life, love yourself, you know, and just really, you know, not only learn it, but be alive, okay? And just let your beautiful light shine upon the world, okay? And time that fear comes in, okay, just, you know, like dampen that fear with your joy. Let your light shine, and, you know, that'll get rid of the fear. And if you need a little bit of help, call upon Archangel Gabriel, who's going to be there, okay, with you?
Yeah, okay.
And you're on a journey of love is what I'm getting, okay? And, joy, you're so filled with joy, you know, and love is your purpose. And I'm getting just to let go of all that is not love and just know that you are a divine child of God, Deb, and there's no fear needed at all, okay? And with that being said, we have Archangel Michael coming in. And he wants you to do some deep, okay? And he wants you to, like, do conscious breathing, conscious deep breathing. And he's presenting you symbolically with his sword and shield. And he's giving you those because you have a lot of stress right now, and he wants to get rid of that stress, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he's saying, Deb, I've been sitting there watching you, and you're sort of, like, not breathing. It's like a shallow breathing. It's sort of like you're in a fight or flight response. Okay?
Right, okay.
You know, Breathing is an automatic function of the body. Do you notice when you feel stressed how your breathing patterns change?
Yeah, I do.
So you just have to, you know, sit there and reconnect with your breath. And if anyone takes yoga, the breath, you know, is known as prana or universal energy. And this brings balance between the mind and the body. And, you know, you're consciously worrying about your health and your diet and exercise and different things. But breathing should be part of that regimen, just as important as everything that you're doing.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
You know, take a couple moments and consciously breathe, okay? And then you're going to notice, you know, if you're holding tension in your shoulders, your neck, or your back, if you try to relax these areas as you breathe, you're going to see how much, you know, more relaxed you become, and everything slowly goes back into balance, okay?
Okay.
So remember to breathe when you're happy, breathe when you're calm, and just breathe out feelings of stress. And just affirm, I am relaxed and calm. My body is naturally relaxed. I am in control of my stress. I breathe deeply when I feel pressure and rebalance my energy quickly. Okay, so what I'm getting is you really have to, like I said, just, you know, connect with your breathing. That's going to help
okay.
you to relax.
Okay.
And one message that I'm getting from Archangel Michael, and he's telling me to whisper it to you. He wants you to stop smoking.
okay.
So
well,
those are my messages.
That was amazing.
What's that?
You know, that was amazing because I got a text early this morning before I got up when I did that Reiki down at that fair. The girl that I
yeah.
met, she was my partner, and she
uh-huh.
texted me this morning. She said, Deb, I don't know where this is coming from, but it says, just breathe. And I was like, wow, what? And now that's what you're telling me.
Well,
amazing.
I mean, those are messages that you need to hear. Like I said, you know, you really have to do
yeah.
that conscious breathing. And with that
wow.
being said, Archangel wants to help you to stop smoking as well.
Okay. Okay,
okay. And
yes.
hold on. We're not, because Barbara's going to continue on, and you're going to have some more messages, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling us, Deb. God bless, hon. We love you.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
Okay, Deb. So Jesus
Hi,
wants God. To talk to you. So let's see what he wants to say to you.
Okay. Love it.
We find it interesting when people ask questions about being on the right path. We find this very interesting because there's no way for you to be on the wrong path. You are on the path that you've chosen. You are allowing your life to change in whatever way that you have decided is okay for it to change. Now, you can broaden your path by letting go. But you know this. You know that letting go is a repeating message in your life. You know that when you are working so hard to be in control, to micromanage every single minute, that it makes you incredibly uncomfortable, unhappy, unproductive. You are getting that there are a lot of uns before those words, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
That by being in control, you are actually undoing what you want to do.
Oh my gosh.
So control does not bring you success. And there are some people who are saying that, no, that isn't true. It is the people who are in control who are most successful. No, it's not. There are so many people who are trying so hard to be so in control of their lives, and what they are in control of is an absolute mess that they don't know what to do with. They don't know how to deal with it, but they don't let it go because they need to be in control. You don't need to be in control. Who is it that you think you're taking the control away from? Who is it that you think is in control of you? If it's not you, there is only the Creator. You are part of the Creator. So who is it that you have to take this control from. Remember, the Creator had the wisdom to create universes, to create everything. Everything you ever looked at, everything you ever felt, everything you ever smelled, everything you ever tasted, that all came from the Creator. You came from the Creator. Why do you believe that the Creator doesn't know what they're doing? Why do you believe that?
Question. Holy cow. That's a big light bulb over my head.
Wow. Remember, we're keeping it simple. And the simplicity of it is that you are one with the Creator. So you don't need to fight with yourself. And just let that sink in. Because all of those things that you are doing in order to be in control, you are fighting with yourself. And can you imagine that in a boxing ring? And you are there with your gloves on, your fist up, ready to fight. And the one you are fighting is you. So even if you win by a knockout, you've only knocked out yourself.
That is
this brings
amazing.
You back into power. This brings you back into the realization that you don't need to fight. You don't need to micromanage. Go to the simplicity. What is it that you truly want? What is it that you want to experience? What is it that you're looking for? And you'll probably find that the answer is love. Love flows from the kindness, from the compassion, from the giving and the receiving. Love flows like your breath flows when you breathe. And there are things that you do that keep you from flowing with your own breath. When you are smoking, are you flowing? We see that there's a lot of clutter when you are smoking. So you are not allowing yourself to truly breathe and to truly flow. And we are not saying this to tell you that smoking is wrong and you must smoking, and if you continue to smoke, then of course you will get blah, 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 because you've heard all of that. We are simply talking about you and how you flow in your life. Open up to flowing with love. And ask yourself when you are doing something or thinking something, or especially if you are stressing out with something, whether or not you are flowing with love. And if the answer is no, then let it go. If the answer is yes, then keep doing it. How can you make it more simple than that?
Wow.
You have the ability to be so much more than you have ever imagined yourself being. And you've already started down the path of creating a magnificent, beautiful life. Where you are flowing with love and you are sharing that love with others and receiving that love from others, where you are experiencing the prosperity that is there for you, where you are making a difference in this world. So don't stop yourself from being more. Let go of the things that don't matter. Keep it simple. And simply be you. Everything you've ever looked for is already within you. Keep it simple.
That was amazing.
Okay. We wanted to share with you. Whew. Yeah, that
yeah.
was.
I think I just found out one of my blog and the question to myself, who am I fighting?
Yeah.
That really, yeah, holy cow.
And if I can, Deb, I'd like to share with you, while Barbara was giving you that magnificent message, I had Joan Rivers, and she brought in Phyllis Diller. So what I'm getting is she's saying, tell her, Phyllis, tell her. I'm getting that you do other things to occupy your mind so that you don't have to decide on what you're going to be doing.
Yep.
So what I see you're washing Reuben, and that takes a lot of time and energy, or you're cleaning around the house. And Phyllis Diller is saying, Deb, you're cleaning the house, and you know what? 6 months later, you got to clean it again anyway. You know?
Yeah.
So you're going to be cleaning it again anyway in 6 months. So she's saying, just got to, put down the mop, put down the broom, let your son take care of the dog, and you've got to step onto that grander stage. It's time for you to really, to step into your power and be the person you're meant to be.
Okay.
So you're sort of just standing there and doing, you're doing different things. Like I said, you're occupying your mind, and you're doing things around the house and, different things like that to occupy your mind, because it's helping you not to not think about deciding.
Okay, that's definitely it.
You've got to move on, and they're trying to pull you up on stage. Phyllis is on one side of you, and Joan is on the other, and they're trying to pull you up on stage. Where you belong. Let someone else be the domestic goddess. Getting. Let somebody else be that domestic goddess. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, that was a great visual that I wanted to share with you.
That was a nice visual, too, and I am visual.
Oh, you guys are great. Thank you again.
Your new motto is keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Okay.
Yep.
That really helped too. Yeah. Keep it simple. And I kept saying that. I just said that to somebody else. KISS. And I'm thinking, boy, as soon as I said it to them, I was like, whew, that was meant for me. Keep it simple, stupid. That's what I kept telling myself. Kiss.
Okay, they want you to drop the stupid. Come up with something interesting. Keep it simple, sensational.
Okay. Sunshine. Keep it simple, sunshine.
Yes, keep
okay,
it simple, sunshine.
Okay. All right. You guys are wonderful. Thank you again.
And you are.
So are you.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to meet you.
Okay, ladies, take care.
Love you, Deb.
You too.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Okay,
love you
bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Okay, we have a quick question from the chat room, and the question is, I read a channeling that some masters will return in human form. Is this so? The answer that I'm getting immediately is they're already here. They always have been. They're always coming back. It's not like once you die, you go away forever and you can never come back. Everybody gets to come back that wants to come back, including masters, including anyone who wants to come back, because there are no limits. So, yes, it is true. Masters are here. Masters have always been here. Masters will always be here. And when you accept that you are more than a physical body, you will know that you can be in more than one place at one time. And that's really the simplest way to explain it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share about that answer. DC, did you have anything about masters returning in human form?
No, what you said, is awesome. But I have Archangel Michael coming in, and, he's asking us, to take time each day to focus, on us. And he's telling us that, the person or the initiate who masters like the earth and sky, spirit and matter, body and mind themselves, becomes a true master. So he's telling us how to become a true master. So take each day to focus, on us, whether it be diet, meditation, prayer, exercise, and we're going to learn the lessons, that we need to know, and we're going to celebrate that. And I saw like the earth is connected to heaven, and everything we need, like we have within us to become masters of our life, okay? So that's all I was hearing, like masters of our life, that we really have to connect within and master our own journey, Barbara.
Okay, great, wonderful. Well, we're out of time, so thank you everyone for listening, for asking questions, for allowing the answers to be given to you, and for allowing the changes that this is bringing into your life, because it is, if you are allowing. And I don't know why I'm talking like this, but I am. Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I don't know who that was. That was coming through, but they were. All right, we will be back on Thursday.
Barbara.
Okay, go ahead, DC.
We have to connect to the magic and believe in ourselves, and when we do, we can do anything.
Sure.
Each of us has ability. We're all magicians. You know, I'm the magical DC Love, but so are you, Barbara. You know, you're magical too, and we all have, you know, the magical ability to create our reality.
That is so true. So remember that, everyone. You are magical too. And God doesn't just bless some people. God blesses everybody. And God is within you. So there is no separation. Keep it simple and be the truth of who you are.
Yeah.
We will be back on Thursday. Have an amazing day being the magical you. We love you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.
Have a magical day. Bye-bye.